Check one, check two.
All right. Welcome to the Questionable Behavior Podcast. Please don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @_QBPC. Here, let's lean back a little bit. Let's be comfortable. You know what I mean?
Comfy.
Yeah, we can be comfy over here.
I don't like leather. So, I'm going to act like I do. All
right. Why? Are you allergic to leather?
Leather is like fat bitch's skin.
Yeah? So why are you wearing a leather jacket?
Because it's blocked by my hoodie.
bring the mic closer when you're talking, though.
Pause. All right. Super pause. Oh my god.
So where were we? Oh, don't forget to give us 5 stars on iTunes and everywhere there's stars, and subscribe to our YouTube channel on this corner somewhere. Yo, point to the bottom right corner.
This one.
Yeah, I think that's the corner. All right. Wow. So we got a special episode. We are here in Atlanta. We're at the Marriott Hotel. And if you guys have been following on Instagram, you might know Smarts already because we killed it at Imagine Festival. So
yeah, I know the vibes. We turned that shit all the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, we did, and then we forgot to do an interview.
Yeah,
last
we
night.
Didn't do an interview.
That's the whole.
We completely fucked that up, guys.
Yeah, but it's all right. Now we got it. Second chance.
Can
we're
I curse on here?
Yeah, you can curse.
All right, bitch. I just had to get it out.
All right, so right off the bat, we're gonna start off. Smarts is from New York. We're out here in Atlanta interviewing another artist from New York, which is crazy. That's the second or third time that's happened to me.
Word.
That I'm chasing people from New York around the country. But tell me about your latest single, Growing Up, that you put out. You have a voicemail on there from a girl that seems like it's a very personal voicemail that who knows if you should have published. So tell me a little bit about that history.
Shit. Most people that know me, you know, when I've dabble a lot in the I dabble a lot with women, and I also be turnt a lot, you know what I'm saying? But women, most of the times they don't really understand that most of the time what I'm doing is work, so they always are like, you need to grow up, you need to do this, you need to do that, and I'm always like, I live my life and I ain't growing up, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it was actually, it's funny, I had a chick who. Every single time I spoke to her, she was like, you need to grow up. You need to stop fucking with all these bitches and stop fucking with all these hoes and grow the fuck up. And I was just like, that sounds great, but it just sounds like a concept for a song. So what I did was I recorded the record. Shout out to CG Beats. I recorded the record with CG Beats in New York. And I actually had her call me. And I was like, tell me all the shit you talk about that I need to do. And literally, starts going.
Oh, and she went off, and you recorded her. And like,
I recorded
nice,
her.
I got the whole beginning of the song.
I said, "Look, I'm chopping this part. I'm taking this piece, and I'm gonna leave the end."
Did you tell her? Or did you just show her at the end?
I showed her at the end. It was dope.
What did she say?
She said, "That's exactly correct." She was like, it makes sense." And then when you
the
listen
whole
to song
the song, makes sense
the song makes sense. You know what I'm saying? It's like I live my life, and I ain't growing up. It's not that I'm not getting older, and I'm not handling my responsibilities. It's just, bitch, I like to turn up. Leave me alone. Like I'm. Shit, you gonna tell me I can't party?
So you brought your guitar out here today. Are you gonna give us a nice little performance after the show?
Oh yeah.
All right, is it gonna be like
somewhere.
An exclusive unreleased track? Are we doing a freestyle?
What
are
we'll
we
do
doing?
Is,
are you gonna just do vocals? Just kind of like show off the vocals a little bit, hit a couple of notes, and call it a day.
I'm gonna write a song about Questionable Behavior Podcast.
Right now, as we're sitting here, you're gonna write it in your head, and
as I do it,
all right.
It's just gonna go.
Hey,
as
this is
we're
about
going.
To be impressive.
We're gonna. Right. It's gonna be called Questions.
That's
just going to be the name of the song.
All right,
Questions.
Name of the
I don't
song,
even know
Questions.
What the melody's
going to
be. I don't know.
He's performing it today for
today,
the first time. He's
exclusive.
Writing it,
producing it. Everything's going to happen today.
Today.
So that's what we're going to do. Yeah. Only for Questionable Behavior.
Tell me about your link up with Steely. You did a lot of work on his latest album, White Linen. You did the intro. You featured on like 2 tracks, a couple other hooks. So tell me about that link up and from New Rochelle and how you guys started working together. Steely, by the way, guys, you've seen him on the show twice already, so
shout out Steely, first of all.
Go check out those episodes. That's how we all link up.
Word. So the thing is with Steel is funny because me and Steel is like way bigger than music. That's like my brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we made like shit. What people don't understand is like me and Steel have made albums and albums and albums worth of music.
Yeah.
And granted, because hard drives suck and because a lot of things, you know, the devil just be working, we lost a lot of music. Like
get the
that
fuck
was
out
like
of here.
That was like some of the
from,
greatest music.
From like broken hard drives type thing or whatever
like,
exactly happened.
All types of shit. Like shit that you can't even like put a it's no question. I mean it's no answer for how the shit it just would delete. And what was crazy was me and Steel put out we made some like timeless music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Like besides music, you know what I'm saying? Still, like I said, that's like my brother. So still comes to my crib, you know what I'm saying? He eats dinner with my family. Like he probably talks to my mom when I'm not there, when yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's really like my brother, you know what I'm saying? And right. then we have the mutual I just happened to be able to grow up with those as my big homies. So it was like it was still shout out to Cal. Of course, Just Nov, you know what I'm saying? R.I.P. Just Nov. Yep. Those was like my big brothers, you know what I'm saying? So when I was a kid growing up, being the wild child that I was with, you know, money. And
the people that you had to look up to, these to was keep
my,
you in place.
These were the ones that was like, smarts, you tripping, go sit your ass down in the corner. And those are the people that I would actually listen to, you know what I'm saying? Right. So the relationship with me is still musically, it's more, it's crazy because all of our music comes out organic, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And when I did the intro, the story for the intro actually was I was sitting in my studio. My studio used to be upstairs from Steel Studio. Still, we was working. We was trying to come up with concepts for, like, the White Linen Project for mad long, and nothing was coming up. And then Steel was leaving the studio. He was like, yo, I'll be back later. I was like, yo, what's your name in the album, by the way? He was like, White Linen. And me and Cool Kid was still in the studio, and I was like, yo, that's crazy. And I sat in front of the keyboard. Cool Kid could tell you the story because it was ridiculous. Yeah. I sat in front of the keyboard. I was like, I'm asking you, Lord, do I still get forgiveness on the things that I've done? Something, White Linen. And Cool Kid was like, motherfucker, that's it. He was like, that's it.
Oh, so you just started like...
I just started playing and singing, and the shit came out.
See, and that's the Steel had mentioned on the unreleased track, Port of Miami, that I heard a clip of. He had mentioned that basically you did the same thing. It was just kind of, you just started singing.
Start singing,
and
bro.
Then he's like,
that's
what the fuck
really
was that?
That's really how all my music
and
comes
he's
out.
Like, he's like, oh, he's like, that's it. That's a whole chorus.
Like, he was like, bro, that's it. He's like, I don't know. What else you thinking of? Stop.
Yeah.
That's it. But that's how all my music comes out. Like, yeah. This new project is all, like, just vibes. You know what I'm saying? It's just if I'm going through some shit or I'm seeing some shit or a chick could walk past with a red sweater and blue heels and I might make
red sweater, blue heels.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to start doing the
it's
vocals.
It's like the Matrix pill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the red sweater or the blue heels. Which one do I want to take off first?
So tell me, when is this next project supposed to launch?
I'm going to release an EP January 1st.
Oh, January 1st. Okay.
Start another new year.
Any videos 1st. From the last project, though? Before that happens?
So what's crazy is I'm going to release a video before that from the last project.
Which song?
I can't tell you yet.
I thought we get exclusives over here at Question Behavior. We used
also,
to be friends before that.
So one thing I'm going to also do is I'm going to drop a video to a song, an unreleased song that's not going to be on the album.
Okay.
And that one's going to be called Pour Up.
All right.
So
I hope that video
that
is for
one,
Best
see?
Life, because I've been telling this guy that that's my favorite
Dog,
track on his
life.
Last album.
Yo, shout out CG Beats, though. For real. CG Beats
that,
be on his shit.
That track, I think, is very catchy. I play that. That's on my playlist. I blast it in the car all the time
that's
when I'm trying
shit.
To, like, you know, turn up a little
that's
bit. I'm ready to go out.
You know what's funny is I made that song after I first came back from Atlanta for the first time. I was with CG Beats, and I was like, I live my life in... I mean, no, I said, me, oh my. And he was like, yo, that's hard. And I was like... I was like, yeah. He was like, and I was like, fuck it. I'm just living my best life. Because CG always likes to tell me, you know, Swans, you be turnt. And I'm like, yeah, I be turnt, but I'm pretty.
Living my best life, right?
I'm living my best life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I ain't want to be in there getting back and forth with you niggas. So I just kind of came up with my own feel of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So what are we expecting in the new album in regards to, in comparison to the last one? What's new on...
The biggest difference musically definitely is going to be I'm a little bit more personal. I'm being a little bit more vulnerable with the music. I'm tapping more into a feeling of just letting people kind of know who I am because I always stayed away from letting people. I just made good music, good sounding music.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to make good sounding music, but I don't like letting people into who the fuck I really am.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So with the last album, 969, I made a lot of music that was just like... It sounded good. It was sonically good. It was dope music. Each record was a dope record. But I feel like this album is more, you're going to get to know who Smarts is as a person.
Got you.
So
got you.
That's the
is
big
it,
difference.
So are you still doing the same type of, you know, a lot of vocals, a lot of mixing it up with the, you know, actual lyrics and content? Or are you going to do like more R&B or is it going to be a mix?
This album's definitely
going to
have a lot more R&B.
A lot more R&B?
A lot more R&B.
Is it more for the ladies? Is that what you're doing over here?
It's more for the ladies and the people that just been through struggle.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
gotcha.
It's like even if you struggle with a lady, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you've had struggles with ladies, this is probably the album you're going to want to listen to. If you've overcome the struggles just in just being period, just being a man and dealing with the shit that we deal with, then you're going to enjoy this album. You're going to enjoy this project.
Now, what made you come out here to Atlanta to begin with? You know what? We're going to have to just pick this up real quick because it's Cool Kid Dre.
Cool Kid Dre. Okay, yo, then.
What's up? You're interrupting this interview, but it's all right. That's we'll let cool you do it real quick. That's Cool Kid Dre. Cool.
What's happening here, son? Yo, it's here, my nigga.
What's happening here, son?
You don't like the, you don't like the braids?
Who is that? The DeAndre Jordan braids?
Oh, my God. That's live. That's live. That's live.
Andre Caldwell Pope.
Listen, man, all I know is that you better have some fire coming out soon. That's all I fucking know.
January 1st.
You see?
Let me not interrupt your sister. Brother, y'all hit me later, man.
January 1st. Shout out Cool Kid Dre, man. That's my
shout
dog.
Shout me out.
Yo, first of all, I was just talking about you, about how when we did the when we did the White Linen intro.
That shit was hard.
Dog,
that shit was hard.
That shit was crazy.
That was when we had the good times. V, that's when he's upstairs in the lab getting shit done, son.
It was the fun house.
Yeah, we're gonna like sit him right here, and then we'll do an interview. I'll bring the microphone, you know, camera.
Cool Kid Dre.
We're gonna do a documentary about that one day.
Yo, real shit, bro.
Documentary.
All right, bro.
Sounds good.
All right, later.
Yeah, that's hard. Cool Kid Dre on the check-in.
Yeah, he's checking in for the interview as we were talking about him. So
word, that's funny crazy. As hell. Yeah. Hell yeah, that's
probably
crazy.
Probably heard his ears ringing.
He got some big ass ears. He probably did hear them shits. He probably heard us.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, all right, why are they talking shit?
he was like, did somebody say Dre? Somebody said Dre? That's me.
Tell me about like how you put your music together. You were just saying you kind of just start spitting stuff out and then something happens from it, whether it's a hook or whatever. But do you actually sit down? Do you just make like a chorus first and then sit down and start putting everything else together? Or how does that normally work?
So one thing that comes with, like, most of the time, it depends. Like, if I'm producing the beat and and doing the lyrics, it kind of go, like, together. So I'll be, like, playing a melody, and while I'm playing the melody, I'll probably be singing and kind of coming up with it. But so I have the worst ADD in the world. So the reason why I learned to just stop thinking so much and just go in the booth and just record is because I forget so many fucking melodies and so many lyrics and so many concepts that are super dope that I'm like, damn, that first one was it. That first one is always
it. You can't reenact it.
Like, literally, like, I've tried so many times to record songs and be like, okay, this is just going to be the rough take. And the rough take is so much doper than me trying to do it and re-implicate the real one 10 times over. Like, it's just not going to happen.
Steele said something interesting. He's like, if someone was to just stop Smarts from fucking with his own music, he said he would have hits out here because every time he goes back and starts touching and fucking with his music, he ruins that first concept, which was better and the most original part of you.
Because I'm like, it's not perfectly the way I want it to be.
So is that correct in saying that?
So I won't say I fuck it up because people don't listen to me. And my brain is a little bit more different than a lot of other people's. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people just have to let me work.
Right.
At the end of it, you'll be like, oh shit, that's what you were
doing.
You know what I'm saying? So I can't agree with that 100%. What I can agree with is sometimes I do overly think shit and I just won't release nothing because now I'm like, damn, did you not hear that background vocal? It wasn't perfect. It was and then it's like,
you just shelf it kind of and you don't even.
It's like, I don't even remember the song no more. I don't want to do the song no more. Everybody else likes it and I don't like it.
And then you just don't put it out. Do you have a lot of songs backed up like that?
Holy
you know?
Shit. I have like fucking goddamn. Goddamn.
How many estimate?
Of songs that I just shelved?
Yeah.
Shit. Between songs that I shelved and songs that I've lost, I have probably over like 200 to 400 songs.
Holy
that
shit.
I've shelved or lost.
Is that like full songs or kind of like bits and parts of like stuff that
between
you
like whole songs, bits and parts of songs?
Yeah, it's like 2 to 4.
Concepts. Because some of my records are just, sometimes they just be concepts. Like,
right.
Like when I did OT for the weekend on my album, it was just a concept. It was just some shit. Like I did that record just joking around. And I was like, she said I'm OT for the weekend. Daddy is a Rolling Stone. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like when you really think about it, it's like, it's just some shit that I normally be saying throughout my days that usually end up becoming the song. So a lot of shit just be sometime a concept. Like,
yeah,
it'd be like, damn, I thought about red dress, blue shoes earlier in the day. Let me just lay something down of that. So I'll lay down the hook or something, some shit like that.
And so before we get to the musical performance, tell me what brought you out here to Atlanta and how the scene has been out here in regards to your music. Has it been easier to move, maneuver and stuff like that? Or how would you compare it to New York?
Well, your first question, I came out to Atlanta because I was kind of like, I felt like I was too stagnant and I was too comfortable in New York. I felt like a lot of the things that I was doing was just kind of because I was able to do it. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't getting any pleasure out of it. I wasn't getting any real interest out of it. I felt like I was comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the scariest thing in life is to be too comfortable. So,
yeah, because then you don't, you stop yourself from pushing yourself forward to that next level.
You don't
like,
do shit.
Good. Yeah, you get stagnant.
So that whole comfortability thing was a big issue for me. So it was really like, you know, I need a new space. I need some new energy. I need a new inspiration musically. That was kind of why I didn't really release too much music this year, because I kind of wanted to absorb all the inspirations.
Right.
And then kind of move from there. So what I'm doing with the... Well, being in Atlanta, I feel like the music, linking with people is a lot easier. You know, kind of networking with people is a lot easier in Atlanta. But that's also because no one in Atlanta is from Atlanta.
Oh, got you.
So everyone's trying to network, right, and everyone's trying to link. The Atlanta circle is very close knit. So if you know one person, they probably know somebody that knows someone else. And then it's all like a full revolving circle. I do love the inspirations I've got out here. I do love the energy I got out here. I do love the feedback that I've got out here.
You've been doing a lot of MCing out here, not just performing with your music.
Yeah,
you host a couple parties,
just been dope.
All that.
Hosting has been like a whole new entity because I just love to be turnt.
Right. So regardless, it's just a natural
I
vibe.
I love to turn up. I can't help it. I live my life and I ain't growing up. So
that plug right there.
Go get it on iTunes, Spotify right now.
Nice little side commercial.
Nice little side commercial.
He's paying us for that.
Word. I got you. I'll send the check.
Oh, there you go. 2% of royalties.
We'll send the deposit. So, but nah, with that shit, it's like, I think the whole music scene, the whole inspiration, it's going to be shown a lot in this new project that's coming out. Especially even me hosting, like, shout out Believe Music Hall. Getting that whole feel of EDM music,
right,
and learning the feelings and learning the bounces and the transitions, that shit has played a big part in my music. So I've been actually including.
You're gonna try to make a couple EDM tracks.
Yeah. We're gonna blend it.
Keep you, you know.
We're gonna blend them shits. We're gonna do some.
Make sure
I keep
you to your word. You know.
Hell
what I mean?
Yeah, we're gonna do some straight. Bah, 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 bah. We're going to do one of those.
Oh, damn, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was. And that actually was a really good EDM-ish sound.
You know, if I did this with the thing.
With the shit? Facts. But hell yeah, man. So, you know, that's the vibe. We're going to fuck it up. We're going
to
turn it up.
So tell everybody where to check out your music, where to follow you on social media, and then we're going to get right into the musical performance right after that.
You can follow me at your mama's house, ho. No, I'm joking. Shout out my brother, Just Nove, man. I feel like he just came through my spirit just now, because that was his line, at your mama's house, ho. That's where we coming. But, you can follow me, Smarts Key Music. I'm sorry. Shit, I just changed it. It's actually Smarts Keys, SmartsKeys. Smarts Keys. That's on IG, Smarts Key Music on Twitter, Smarts Key Music on Facebook, and all that other good shit. But you could just put in Smarts Keys to find all my music and bump out with me, rock out with me, fuck your bitch to it.
All right, everybody, make sure to check out the latest project and the last single, Growing Up, and stay tuned for January 1st for the new album.
All right, we got the police coming.
Oh my, oh my, I'm just trying to live my best life. Yeah, we catching feelings, we catch flights. What a time it is to be alive. They know. I wanna do it, I wanna be great. It's better than the table, you know that I want me a plate. And we ain't been talking about money, don't bring it my way. Cause I'm on the move, just get out my way.